A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Aduluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samon.UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I welcome you to day six of our 7 days of praise and appreciation to the name of the Lord. It is day six of our 7 days of altar of praise to the Almighty. For our meditation and praise, therefore, we're considering the word of God from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 16, verses 25 and 26. The Bible says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed." We're raising the altar of praise to the Almighty God this morning again, being day number six of the altar of praise. And what will happen is the experience of Paul and Silas. The prison doors will open for every destiny that has been in prison. As you praise the Lord, the prison door is open. As you praise the Lord, the foundation of your problems will be shaken. The problem will be shaken to the roots and be destroyed from the very foundation. As you praise him, doors shall open for you and chains shall fall off your hands and your feet. Chains will drop off. Everything that has tied your hand to insufficiency, everything that has tied your hand to failure, to indebtedness, will give up. Everything that has tied your feet to unprogressiveness, to stagnation or backwardness will totally be destroyed. The presence of God, as we praise the name of the Lord, makes this happen in our lives. And don't forget also, very importantly, as you praise the name of the Lord, doors will open for you. There are major doors that will open for you, and the key that will open these major doors this year is the key of praise. And that is why we're raising this altar of praise this sixth of seven days of praise, for doors to open. There are amazing doors that will open for you this year. I don't care what door closed against you in 2023 or before 23, but this year, those doors will open. Whatever the powers that are holding the key or your breakthrough key to your open doors, they're going to give up the key as you praise the Lord. They will give up the keys and there will be a thoroughfare for you. Doors will open for you. The ancient gates will lift up their heads for you in the precious name of Jesus. The praise of the Almighty God made all this happen for Paul and Silas in the Philippian jail. They were in jail, but they did not mourn or whine over their problem. Rather, they prayed and they sang praises to the Almighty God. What praise does is that it brings God into your situation. Praise is the only thing that causes God or gets God to rise up on his throne, and then it descends into the arena to guarantee your victory and open doors. You are bringing God into your situation. You are bringing God into your matter as you praise his name. And so this morning, as we praise God, don't forget the foundation of your problem will be shaken and destroyed. As you praise God this morning, there'll be a great earthquake that will make this happen. As you praise God today, the doors will open for you. Many doors will open for you. You will just step to your place of assignment today and begin to see and hear and get the report of open doors in every aspect of your life. Doors will open. I have seen how the praise of God made this happen before, and it will make it happen again today. Wombs will open. Someone joining in this praise program this morning will suddenly discover that your closed womb is opened. Your closed doors are opened. That is what the praise of the Almighty God will make happen. Where they have closed doors against you, where they have said, no way, no chance, a way will be made for you, chance and space will be created for you in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like us to join this great servant of God, Pastor Oluwole Livingstone, as he leads us in the praise of the Almighty this morning. I will be right back. Oluwa, mope oga o. Oluwa, mope oga o. Awon orun ba mi o pe o se. Awon orun ba mi o pe o se. Oluwa, mope oga o. Oluwa, mope oga o.
Ancient of Days, Mobeoga, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Mobeoga.
Oh,
Over your children, over your family.
Welcome back. What a wonderful time of praise with God's servant, Pastor Oluwole Livingstone. And I am praying this morning that whatever has represented a problem, whatever has stood as a problem on your path before now, it's over forever. The thing is taken out of the way. The foundation of your prison, of your problem, has been shaken, and not only shaken, but destroyed. In other words, that problem, that imprisonment, has been destroyed from the very foundation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because you have praised God, every chain, tie your hands to failure, to shortage, to losses, they are destroyed totally today. Every chain, tie your feet to stagnation, to backwardness, to delay. That chain is broken today. Doors are open for you. Amazing doors. Major doors are open for you today because you have praised the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Your doors are opened and the name of the Lord is glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Don't forget to join again for day 11. Of our 30 days of power, 9 p.m. on my YouTube and Facebook channel. And don't forget, the handle is at Yemi Graceman. Either of these channels, you will connect and pray. Do not forget to share that link with all your contacts. The Lord bless you as you do. Don't forget also to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral this Sunday, or any lighthouse installation around you. Time for service at our cathedral is 8 a.m. And the Lord bless you as you attend. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.